Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Under the Radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Now, we've talked in depth about semiconductor makers on the show, and today we want to go one step further to look at the largest manufacturers of semiconductor equipment in the US. Now, with an annual revenue of $26.52 billion, our guest, Applied Materials, is a leader in materials engineering solutions used to produce virtually every new chip and advanced display in the world. Now, the chip-making tool giant counts tech titans, Intel and Samsung among its customers. It had in February reported first quarter revenue of $6.71 billion, beating estimates, with China sales of $3 billion, accounting for 45% of total revenue, up from 17% seen a year ago. But how does the firm assess the wider business environment given increasing US-China tensions and US cups to export chip-making equipment to China, and the increased adoption of innovative solutions like chiplets as well? Now, meanwhile, Applied Materials had in 2022 announced that it is building a $600 million plant here in Singapore to expand its manufacturing and research operations, with plans to further expand in the city-state before the end of the decade. But what was the rationale behind the move? There are lots of questions, and for more, I've got with me in studio Brian Tan, Regional President, Southeast Asia and Vice President of Applied Global Services at Applied Materials. Brian, welcome.
Hi, Tian Tian. It's really nice to be here on your show.
Welcome on board to our show. And Brian, we've briefly talked about Applied Materials as a leader in materials engineering solutions that is used to virtually produce every new chip and advanced display in the world. Now, put simply, it is a maker of chip-making equipment or tools, the largest in the US, in fact. So let's hear from you. How would you describe three things: the products and services you provide, your value proposition, and your business model?
If you look at what Applied Materials does, now, we have a really cool strategy of being the PPACT enablement company. I know that sounds like a mouthful, but PPACT really stands for performance, power, area cost, and time to market. Now, all of us, our customers, the chip makers, want these simultaneous improvement across every single vector so that we can have these chips to be more powerful, faster, it consume less energy, and we want them to be really affordable, and we also want them like really quickly yesterday. Applied Materials' unique strength lies in the breadth of our portfolio, which allows us to combine all of these unique technologies in highly enabling ways that no one else can. We are the only company with virtually all the processing, metrology, and inspection know-how under one roof. This has allowed us to be able to work really closely with our customers and in solving the industry's toughest challenges. Now, you mentioned about materials engineering. I would like to throw in a nice word, materials engineering magic. Together, we have allowed our customers to be able to build billions of transistors, these on-off switches, and over 60 kilometers of wiring in one semiconductor chip. Wow. So this is really pretty massive.
Appreciate if you could get this question sorted out early on in the conversation. To set a stage for our listeners, Brian, what would you say is Applied Materials' positioning within the semicon industry, particularly against your competitors like ASML and Lam Research?
If you look at how the technology is evolving and demands for new inflections like artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, this has made chip makings really complex. Now, on top of the complexity of making that semiconductor chip, the entire semiconductor value chain is also highly sophisticated and intertwined. This really means we need materials providers, equipment providers like ourselves, and the entire ecosystem to come together. Now, while many OEMs or equipment providers are pretty much single product or single process companies, Applied Materials is the only one with the breadth and depth in virtually all the products and processes. So together with our global services, we have the necessary actionable insights to be able to work with our customers at every single stage of their product life cycle to enable their success.
And geographies-wise, Brian, how many markets is Applied Materials in right now? What is the role of your Southeast Asian business against your wider business portfolio? Because I know operations here in Singapore started in 1991 as a small sales and service office. Of course, that has changed a lot over the years. So take us through what has happened in the past decades.
Applied Materials is basically at every single location or region where our customers reside. And you're absolutely right. We started as a small sales and service organization in 1991, basically to support our customers in these regions. We have a great team, and over the years, we were able to grow in so many exciting areas. Singapore is the first country outside of the U.S. for manufacturing these advanced semiconductor equipment. And today, our Singapore operations is a key contributor to Applied's manufacturing output globally. Also, riding on this success and this wonderful journey we have in Singapore, we were subsequently able to dive into the innovation space. Since then, we've been working with local research institutes like A-Star and academia like NUS and SIT for R&D, as well as talent development.
Now, speaking of customers, I believe Applied Materials serve semiconductor giants Intel and Samsung. So take us through your customer base, particularly here within Southeast Asia. What products and solutions does this group of customers look for?
Applied Materials serves all our customers in the logic, foundry, and memory space. And you know what? There is so much innovation required in each of these advanced and specialty nodes. Specifically in Southeast Asia, we have leading world-class customers in every single segment. And this is our privilege to be able to work with all of them to support their R&D and high-volume manufacturing requirements. So together with our equipment and service portfolios and solutions, we have been integral to the customers and the entire supply chain ecosystem.
And we love talking about money on Money FM, Brian. I believe that the firm had in February reported first quarter revenue of $6.71 billion, beating estimates. Also expected second quarter revenue of $6.5 billion, plus or minus $400 million USD. So how far did the firm's Southeast Asian business contribute to the numbers? What are the key drivers of growth?
Hi, numbers are everything, aren't they?
Yes.
From a revenue perspective, Southeast Asia will typically be in the mid-single digits. Now, this has been the case for many years and is simply a reflection of our customer base here. More importantly, Applied Materials Southeast Asia delivers and creates value in very, very special ways. I've mentioned on R&D, Singapore is Applied Materials' sole center of excellence for our advanced packaging lab. This is where we have the industry's most advanced wafer-level packaging lab, which allows our customers, the chip makers, to make these continued advances so that their chips can be better, faster, more power efficient, and more accessible. On top of that, our manufacturing facilities here are also critical to the entire semiconductor value chain. We produce a broad portfolio of products here in Singapore to be shipped to all our customers globally.
I see. Now, that said, I do want to take a look at the wider business environment, Brian, particularly to look at U.S. curbs to export chip-making equipment to China. Because if we go back to that Q1 results, China sales made up $3 billion U.S. dollars, or 45% of total revenue, up from 17% a year ago. How do you assess the business environment Applied Materials operates in right now? To what extent is the firm then putting its focus on demand markets within Southeast Asia, given the rise in data center demand here?
I've mentioned how Applied Materials is a global company with businesses with our customers, suppliers, and operations located in many geographical regions around the world. Now, with the dynamic changes of how global trade is evolving, we operate and are committed to complying all these export controls and trade regulations. More importantly, you spoke about data centers and how they have been in the limelight in recent years. Now, thanks to the AI boom, these data centers require so much processing or compute power. and a ton of memory to store all of this data in the in the cloud. But more importantly, beyond these data centers, which I'm sure many of your audience can relate, are also advancements in areas like electric vehicles, and also the Internet of Things and communications. You might know that traditional cars have only like 300 to 400 semiconductor chips, but advanced EV have at least 10 times more chips. And when we go to autonomous driving, we expect this number to easily double.
Right. Now, aside from that, the other major trend that we want to look at is the major supply glut that we saw last year after the pandemic. How is demand, or what is demand looking like for the year of 2024 for applied materials? Are we behind that oversupply situation already? And which would be the key segments of growth?
Semiconductors today is about a $500 to $600 billion industry. And we expect this industry to continue to double and grow to over $1 trillion in the early 2030s. So you can imagine the long-term growth opportunities are just phenomenal. Now, near-term supply and demand adjustments are pretty much normal. What you will see in the upcoming future are what I call higher highs and higher lows. So I've mentioned about AI, the automotive industry, the industrial segments as being major drivers. We have also new technologies coming very, very close to us in 5G and in communications. Now, this will continue to drive for semiconductor chips demand, and these chips will continue to be more sophisticated. And like I've mentioned, all of us want these chips to be more powerful, be more energy efficient, more affordable. So we are only at these early innings of a major AI inflection, which will require a lot more chips in the future.
So you see that oversupply situation last year more of a cyclical correction in a sense.
This correction will continue, and this will be the norm moving ahead.
If you're just tuning in, we're now in conversation with Brian Tan, Regional President, Southeast Asia, and Vice President, Applied Global Services at Applied Materials. And Brian, let's talk about innovation. As we know, all eyes are on making semiconductor chips that power complex computing tasks. Talking about your AI here, cloud computing perhaps. And on that note, I believe Applied Materials had in March last year begun selling a machine that aims to disrupt a lithography market. Now, lithography in layman terms is the process of using light to burn lines and patterns into the silicon so that chips can store data. And you guys also came out with new machines to cater to the adoption of chiplets in June as well. What are some of the latest developments on the innovation front?
Innovation is indeed a lifeline for the semiconductor industry. And at Applied Materials, we're constantly innovating. Actually, innovating the way we innovate, it's kind of a tagline we have internally to make sure we can continue to look for ways to help our customers and the industry succeed. Now, in line with what I've just said, to keep these semiconductor chips affordable in this area cost equation, we are working for our customers to make sure these highly complex semiconductor chips can be made in the most cost-effective manner as well. You spoke about chiplets, and that's pretty cool. So here in Singapore, one of the major inflections that we're working on is advanced packaging, which I spoke about. Think of making chips on chips, if you like. That's what is really happening. We are helping our customers look at innovative way to combine these individual chips of different technology, different functionality, so that they can come together in a single package where this finer package can be more powerful, faster, and you've mentioned cheaper to produce. Now, that's the magic Applied Materials is working on.
Two parts to this question. How does your new product pipeline help you to gain market share in the next era of chip making? Some market observers say your lithography solution is one that is dominated by ASML. And when we look at chiplets, we've got Silicon Box here in Singapore as well. Your thoughts on the matter?
There is indeed one dominant player in the lithography space. However, if you think about how to make this complex semiconductor chips, we need to be able to create the materials by depositing them. we need to be able to remove the materials by either dry etching or wet etching them or doing some sort of a chemical, mechanical polishing. We also need to be able to modify these materials using various techniques. Last but not least, we also need to measure and inspect these materials. Now, these are truly very complex processes.
Yes.
And this is exactly where Applied Materials is the dominant player in all of these areas. And this is where our focus areas has been.
Let me try my luck over here, Brian. Are you looking to disrupt these guys or trying to move slightly closer into this space? Or would you say that you are still pretty much playing within your niche?
We are definitely focusing on where we have strength. And like I mentioned, you know, in making sure that we have the ability to create, remove, modify, measure and inspect, that's where we can bring about the right value to our customers and also the industry.
Right. Now, let's stay on the topic of innovation, Brian. The Applied Materials had in 2022 announced that it is building a $600 million plant here in Singapore to expand your manufacturing and research operations with plans to further expand in Singapore before the end of the decade. Now, what was the rationale behind the move given plans by your industry peers like GlobalFoundries, Micron, Siltronic to deepen their presence here? What is the status right now?
Exciting big investment, indeed. So this Greenfield facility that you've mentioned is part of Applied Materials' Singapore 2030 plan. Now, the Singapore 2030 plan is a multifaceted plan that builds on 3 decades of history and success here in Singapore. Under this plan, we are looking to increase the manufacturing capacity, further accelerating commercialization, and also working to strengthen our R&D capabilities here in Singapore. Ecosystem partnership and workforce development are also part of this Singapore 2030 plan. Now, the investment is pretty much on track, and this investment is part of a series of investments that we're making in the United States and globally in key markets to support the semiconductor industry. With the strong, positive, long-term view and the commitment we have to the industry, these outsized opportunities for Applied Materials, we are committed to make sure these R&D and infrastructure investments can support industry growth and position ourselves for long-term success.
So is this facility running right now? Because I believe the timeline was 2024, right?
The timeline is actually end of 2024, so it's still being built as we speak.
Okay. Now, how would your presence in Singapore and Southeast Asia, Brian, support Applied Materials in the next bound of growth, particularly that you also have plans to spend up to $4 billion USD on a research center in Silicon Valley?
The Silicon Valley Research Center, we like to call it EPIC. It stands for Equipment, Process, Innovation and Commercialization Center. Now, this is going to be the world's largest and most advanced facility for collaborative manufacturing R&D. Essentially, it's intended to be a platform that brings about the entire industry ecosystem from our customers, the chip makers, academia, researchers, to make positive impact to the industry globally. Now, we're very, very excited on this inclusive collaboration. More importantly, in Singapore, we have already embarked on this journey, collaborating with industry stakeholders. I've mentioned about research institutes like ASTARS, academia like NUS and SIT, and of course, our customers as we look to continue to push these boundaries and innovations in the semiconductor space.
Right. And before we let you go, Brian, what are some future plans for Applied Materials for the year of 2024, particularly within Southeast Asia and Singapore, on top of what was discussed earlier?
I've mentioned there's no better time to be in the semiconductor industry right now. And we want people to know that. In Southeast Asia, we were able to work with many, many specific partners like SSIA, Singapore Semiconductor Industry Association, to make sure we can attract and recruit the best talent into Applied Materials and the semiconductor industry. I also want you to know that as we build a strong team, we are looking to build one with a big heart. This is where Applied Materials have a unique space where our employees have a big sense of purpose. I'm very proud to also share that Applied Materials Southeast Asia are not just focusing on innovation and bringing these high-value solutions to our customers, we are also focused on our people. I believe it has been shown that we have won the Straits Times Singapore Best Employer Award for 4 times in a row. Mm. So very exciting time for Applied Materials in Southeast Asia.
Right, exciting days indeed. And I can see that you'll be kept busy all year round. Thanks a lot, Brian. That was Brian Tan, Regional President, Southeast Asia and Vice President of Applied Global Services at Applied Materials. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.